When was the last time you just stopped and you paused and you took a breath and you went, what a wonderful world we live in? Hopefully you did that Thursday. And now we can do it again next Thanksgiving, right? Or is it something that is being cultivated here that we're doing it all the time? We're stopping and pausing and paying attention. We're pretty darn blessed. What do you think? I want to just give Deborah some respect and love and appreciation to some things that happened over the last week or so. There were over 100 people here for Thanksgiving. And people who had no place, no family to go, and they came and they had family here. And that charge was led by Deborah White and her amazing team. Where is Deborah's here? Deborah, right there. Thank you, thank you. Anybody on that team, stand up so we can make some noise. If you were part of the Thanksgiving team, we're so incredibly grateful for you. The other thing is, you know, we put it out there. We need help decorating the church for Christmas. And we only had 5 people show up. But those 5 people, all over the age of 75, I think, made this place look beautiful. If you were part of that team, will you please stand up so we can thank you? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm putting my order in for next year. At least 5 of you that can go up and down that ladder as quickly as I can. I found calf muscles I did not know that I had. Take a breath, everybody. It is a wonderful world, yes? A little story to get us going today. An elderly couple was out driving on a Sunday drive. They were an elderly couple, and they were real small. Neither one of them could really see over the dashboard much. They were sitting, hunkered down in their seat, trying to look at the beautiful sights around them, and they were on their cruising along journey, and they came to an intersection, and there was a red light, and they rolled right through the red light. Well, the wife and the couple said, oh, gosh, I could have sworn that was a red light, but I'm not too sure. I'll just wait and see. I won't say anything. And then pretty soon, a couple minutes down the road, they come to another 4-way stop in the intersection, and there is another red light. And the car rolls right through it, right through the red light. And she goes, I could have sworn that was red, but I really don't want to hurt his feelings. I'm not sure, but I'm going to wait and really pay attention at the next intersection. Sure enough, a couple minutes down the road, they come to another intersection, and there it is, a big, bold, red stoplight. And the car rolls right through the stoplight. And she turns to her husband, and she says, Fred, do you realize that we just ran through 3 red lights? You could have killed us. Fred looked at his wife and said, I thought you were driving. Here is a some of you have been there, I think. We're all driving. Every one of us is in the driver's seat of life, of the world that we want to create, the life and the dream we want to create. Yes? Sometimes it's a good thing to stop, pay attention, and use the red lights that are in our path to remember that we're all driving. And if we don't stop and pay attention once in a while, we are probably destined for a crash. The master teacher Jesus said, come apart for a while. And I say, come apart for a while, or in a while, you're going to be coming apart. Today is one of those intersections. You know, I was with my friends Judy and Ron the other day. And we came to an intersection in Marietta that had like 6 roads. Remember? All converging. All these roads coming together at one point. And Ron said, you better pay attention. He'd never seen anything like that in Minnesota. But the reality, it was a busy, crazy intersection. And today we have an intersection before us on this first Sunday of Advent. This is the end of our series. 5-week series on the garden, using my backyard as a metaphor. It's also Thanksgiving weekend, and it's also the beginning of Advent, and it's also the kickoff to our holiday match, and it's also a time of grief, as we said goodbye just this morning to a member of our congregation, Andy Willett. And all these emotions, all these ideas, all these things are cooking and stirring and within us. What do you do with it? Well, I did. I stopped, and I paused. And I took a moment to listen to the red light that said, what wants to be said at the convergence of this intersection? I don't really know what needs to be said. So I asked for the common theme to all of them, and then I got quiet, and I got still. And here's what's at the intersection that we're meeting today. Gratitude, hope, generosity, and Sabbath. I want you to say those with me. Gratitude, hope, generosity, and Sabbath. One more time. Let those divine energies, divine ideas live in you as you say them one more time. Gratitude, hope, generosity, and Sabbath. Let's start with slide number one. This is the completion of our five-week series based on the garden. And we learned a lot when we went walking through the garden of our experience and our life and our community. In week one, we remembered the truth that we are not spectators in the garden. We are not here to be tourists in the garden. We are here to be the actual gardeners. So we learned about responsibility, our ability to respond to life when it's thrown at us. It is our job to be responsible. In week two, we visited the idea that sometimes responsibility means trimming, means pruning, means clearing the paths and letting go of things that no longer fit in the garden. In week three, we developed our faith. We began the journey, really, of Advent when we talked about the hope that we don't dig up the seeds when they're planted. You've put the bulb into the dirt and the soil of consciousness. You don't keep digging it up or it doesn't grow. You never get the bloom. And then in week number four, it was all about feeding what you want to grow. There's the big duh. There's the new thought principle in action. You only grow that which you feed. What are you fertilizing with your time, your energy, your money, your investment of belief? Today is all about the harvest. Take a breath. Don't you love it when it's harvest time? And the roses have all suddenly in bloom. All the work has paid off. Today is week five, and it is the harvest. The garden is flourishing, and the final step before we rush back into the garden to do all the work again is to stop and smell the roses. Say that with me. Stop and smell the roses. We're about to hit the busiest season of the year. It's the most busiest time of the year. We get all involved in the activities and the lights and the decorations and the parties and the things that we have to do, and we forget to stop and smell the roses. The work has been done, and now the blooms are showing up. We've tilled and trimmed. We've planted and patiently waited. Now the garden of visions, the gardens of dreams, the garden of possibility calls us to stop and enjoy the fruits of our labors. How often do we do this? You know, we sometimes live as human doings, and we think, I've got to do more. I've got to be more. I've got to attend more. I've got to be more active. And the reality is, could it be that we're called to simply be during this holiday season, to pause, to breathe, to exhale? This is the art of Sabbath. This is the art of gratitude. This is the art of appreciation and the art of celebration. Road number two and road number three at our intersection, Thanksgiving and Sabbath. Breathe with me. In the story of creation, six times the infinite creator in all of her glory and magnificence and light stopped to pause and say, it's good. It's good. And those of you who are scholars say, wait a minute, there were 7 days of creation. But on the seventh day, she stopped to pause and say, it's not just good. It's very good. Say that with me. It's very good. It's very, very, very good. And those who never stop and pause to take in the garden miss it. Those who never pause to say, it's very good. How lucky and blessed am I, never reap the benefits of the garden. In this creation story, recognizing the good was not an afterthought of the creator, that we are created in the image and after the likeness of. It was not an afterthought. It was the consciousness throughout the process of manifestation. It was the starting point of manifestation of what could be. Good was the plan. Good was the consciousness. Good was the design, and good was the divine DNA woven into all things. And I invite you to hold that idea today as I give you the first of several things I'm going to ask you to write down. So get out those notepads. Some of you are already good students, ready to go. And I'm going to give you the equation that I want us to be working on for the entire season of Advent. Let's go ahead and put it up there. Next slide, please. This is the moment when we recognize the good was there at the beginning, the middle, and the end. where hope becomes faith. Faith becomes gratitude. Gratitude becomes generosity, which becomes realization. Everything's created twice, first in mind and then in reality. And then the realization becomes a manifestation and the roses bloom. Take a picture of it. I'm old-fashioned. I told you to write it down. Go ahead and take a picture of it. I want you to revisit that equation every day of Advent. This is the problem. As I stated when I went through the garden experience, week one I shared, I go out into my backyard and I sit down to enjoy it, and all I see are the things that need to be tended. All I see are the things that need to be fixed. All I see are the things that I sit there for 2 minutes and I'm up in the garden, back to work, back to work, back to work. And I never get to enjoy the fruits of my labor. The other day I tore into an area in my yard that had been neglected for years, and it looked really beautiful. I went in the backyard to sit and look at it, and within 2 minutes I was back to work on another area. It is important. If it's important enough for the Creator to pause and stop and say it is good, it is important enough for us to do that. So I invite you to bring to your mind right now the beauty in your life and to see that this equation was implemented at some point. It was only a possibility. Oh, I hope this could happen, like a kid on Santa Claus. But when you were diligent enough about tending the garden, it eventually becomes manifestation. Yes? One of the challenges with running a very busy and active community, a church, a spiritual center, is we have all these plates going. And they're moving, and we're keeping them going, we're keeping them going, and they're not dropping. And then it's really easy to forget to stop and smell the roses. And life becomes a series of check marks. Check mark, check mark, survived another Christmas, survived another Easter, survived another white stone ceremony, another burning bowl. This is my checklist that starts in December. Another service of remembrance. Check, 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 check. And at the end of the time, I crash and I burn, and I didn't get to enjoy any of the beauty of it because I was so good at spinning plates. Anybody recognize that? The other day when I had five people putting up all these beautiful decorations, taking them out of boxes where they had not been put away too well, everything was smashed. That tree that you see there was about this big around. These poor poinsettias were screaming, "Let me out, help!" And the other day, usually it's a check mark. Okay, we got the sanctuary decorated. Whew, hard work. And usually I go running out the door to go back into my life. The five people who had helped had left, and I stopped at the back door. And for the first time, probably in 17 years, I just sat down, and I went, "It is good. It is very good." And I did the same thing on Thanksgiving. Usually I'm rushing out because my family doesn't want to be here at church. And I usually rush out, get into the car, and rush to the party. And I stopped and I paused at the door downstairs, and I looked into the window as everybody was full of joy and smiles. Good food, really good food. And I went, "This is good. This is really good." How often do we stop when it comes to community and just count the right notes? Count the beauty. Count the goodness. I wish I did it more often. My vow this Advent is to do it more often. To stop and recognize we're pretty darn lucky here. What we have here in this community is very special. And it's easy to take for granted. What's in the garden of your life? I want you to bring something to mind that is good in your life and hold it through the entire month of Advent. One of the challenges of getting so busy is we forget to recognize how lucky we are. The series has been about feeling. It's been about knowing and feeling the good before it has arrived, putting in the work before the manifestation, the hope and the faith and the gratitude that was there before the manifestation, before the roses were popping out, tending the bush with gratitude and love before the roses showed up. That puts us at the red light at the intersection of Advent. That's what Advent means. It's the arrival of something long expected, hope and faith. Sometimes we human beings are especially in New Thought, we're always talking about how we can be better, how we can grow more, how we can manifest more, how we can do more, how we can be better, how can we take the next right step? And that's a good, holy thing. But could it be that the next right step in the garden, in the community at Advent, is to simply pause and stop and breathe at the red light, look over the dashboard and say, it is good. How blessed am I? Say that with me. How blessed am I? And there is nothing profound about that. We could get up here and be more profound, but maybe the most profound thing to do is to follow the lead of the Creator itself and say, it's good. It's really good. It's very good. And the very act of doing that then invites more good. The very act of noticing makes something more beautiful. Before we rush into the holiday lights, the decorations, the gatherings, the events, Spirit is whispering to each and every one of us right now. And Spirit is saying, stop. Stop. Look. Listen. After everybody's gone, stop and smell the roses. Savor the moment. I don't know about you, but my head can go a day, a week, a month, a year in advance. And that's smart. That's smart to do as a human being. But not so smart to never live and savor the moment and the beauty of simply lighting a candle, looking at some poinsettias, and recognizing that the face of God is to your left and to your right. That the face of God, the essence of God, is right here in the midst of all of us. I'm going to give you some homework, so get that pad out. This is the homework for the Advent season. Number one, let's go ahead and put it up there. I want you to identify three blessings that have bloomed this year. Three things that maybe you took for granted. Maybe it happened in February last year or this year. I want you, go ahead and take a picture. Three things, write them down. Visit them every morning and call it good. Call yourself blessed. Every single day of Advent, I want you to visit the blooms that happened in your garden because you put the work in. Number two, I want you to identify three blessings of this community. I want you to not take this place for granted, but three things that have happened this past year in this community that touched you at depth. It may be three people. They may be in the room next to you right now. Three people who in this community showed up for you in a way that you were deeply moved and touched. Write them down. Visit them every single day in Advent. Call it good and give thanks. Number three. This is the process of manifestation. You're gone from hope. Maybe you're into faith. You're into gratitude. I'm going to invite you to live there and to cultivate the soil of the next dream and the vision. The inner blooms that haven't manifested yet, you know, you can feel them on the inside. The rose is there, but it hasn't showed up here yet. I want you to, and this is probably one of the most important steps, write it down. Put it on a piece of paper, and every morning and every evening during the Advent season, to know that you are giving birth to something holy. You're giving birth to something good, and it hasn't manifested yet, but it already is in the mind of the one done. In your heart, in your mind, it is complete. And then number four, perhaps my favorite at the holiday, don't miss the opportunity to share it all. To share it. To speak it. To invite somebody into your garden. To invite somebody into your Advent season. And be grateful for all of it. Write it down, visit it every day, and call it good. When beauty takes your breath away, don't keep it to yourself. That's selfish. Offer a rose to a weary soul. Offer the scent of hope with someone who's forgotten that life is still wonderful. That's Advent to me. It's not fancy decorations or trees. It's the giving away of that which you have realized within, that which you have manifested is be generous. Number four on the road in this busy intersection, to stop and to pause and say, come on in, the water's fine here. It's looking at the good in your life, the good in your community, the coming attractions in your life and in your community, and then sharing it with somebody. Why in the world, if what's happened here has changed your life, would you not invite somebody to Christmas Eve? Why would you have developed a spiritual principle in your mind and heart and life, not want to share it with somebody because we're so afraid it's proselytizing. That which is offered in love and planted in the garden and in the soil can only bless those around you. How selfish of you to keep it to yourself. Share it all. Pull the rose out and let somebody smell it. Advent is the moment when light begins to stretch across the horizon of our souls and our lives, whispering, something beautiful is here. Get in touch with that inner child that was so excited about what Santa Claus was going to bring. What is Christmas Day going to bring? Be that excited to offer it to somebody else. I'm excited to how beautiful life is and how beautiful life is getting every single day as more and more is coming. It's when blessings that we see remind us that countless more are happening because I'm using that equation of hope and faith and gratitude and generosity and realization and manifestation all shared. You see, this process and this season is not only about the birth of a beautiful man who is in touch with the true essence of our soul over 2,000 years ago. It is about preparing the manger of our garden, the manger of our intersections, the manger of the red lights, the moments that we take and that we make to say, how blessed am I? It's the manger of our hearts and our spirits serving as the stable to welcome a new possibility, a new good already stirring within us. Let this be a birthing. Revisit that list that I asked you to revisit every day and give birth to something and then share the baby with anybody. Pass it around. And then invite anyone who is the least bit interested into the garden to share of your harvest. That's abundance. That's the abundance of the season. That's the beauty of the season. We could sit here on a bare stage, and if we were generous with each other, that's the crossroads that makes it all beautiful. Ultimately, that's what the whole season is about. Thanksgiving, Advent, the series is share of the fruits of your labors. Share of the good of your work, of your efforts, of your spiritual path. You know, the world says this clearly. Let's go ahead and put the next slide out there. This is what, I don't think I have it. I'll see it when I believe it is what we are cultivating. Everybody's walking around, I will believe it when I see it. And they are perpetually waiting, waiting, waiting. You will see it when you believe it. The garden is already ripe for harvest. The garden is already rich with roses. Pick them and give them away. Let others borrow from your faith, from your spiritual principles. Let others dip into the good and the pool of your awakening and walk in the garden of beauty and possibility that is the Advent season. So these are my challenges for each of you for every day in the Advent season. The last slide, please. I want you to stop. Just stop. Whatever it is you're doing, stop. Look over the dashboard. Wow, pretty amazing. Look around. Smell the roses. Call it good. Give thanks. Activate hope for what is still at the next intersection, at the next stoplight, at the next horizon, and then share it with everybody. And look out. This can be the most abundant, most meaningful Advent season that you have ever, ever spent. Let's read those words together with a powerful voice, a powerful commitment to living them. Together, stop. Look around, smell the roses, call it good, give thanks, activate hope, share it.